That's how I talk to a little bitch. Fuck that. Time out with me, kid.
That's right. I'm going to be coming out with something called Robo Dick. He going to be at the door with Kool-Aid, a Merlot, and some Moscato. He going to have a 12-inch dick. I can't even take dick, but that's okay. Because he's going to have something so big, I feel like, it's in my stomach. He's going to be like, it is okay. I'm here to take care of you. Like, all that. He going to run your water. He going to cook, clean, rub your feet. I'm going to make this nigga hands so soft. So soft. Baby ass soft. Then on top of that, he going to have like this Hector Guzman voice. So whenever you feel like you want to get nasty with a nigga from Italy or Spain, you can turn him. Press a button that say Taco Bell. Bow. Now you fucking a nigga from Spain. I am here to fuck the shit out of you. Like, he is gonna lay major dick. And you know why Robo Dick is gonna be in fucking command? Do you wanna know why? Because men ain't shit. Fuck. I wish that I could just get men pregnant and be a deadbeat and just say fuck you and that kid. And run off on y'all and put me on child support. Fuck them, judge. I give it to them when I give it to them. I really wish you could do men like that. Fuck. Not all of y'all, just the fucked up ones. Then sometimes I wish that, you know, like, man, I wish I picked better baby daddies. But the dick was good. God damn it. The fucking dick was awesome. I mean, these niggas fucked you, and I seen stars, Pluto. I seen the niggas on Pluto. They was waving. That dick was good as a motherfucker. Shit. That dick was so good, I wanted to go to this nigga mama burial site, dig this hoe up, knock on her casket, tap that hoe on her forehead. Excuse me. Yeah, your son got some good dick. Then close the casket back. Throw the dirt back on top of that hoe and put a thank you note saying this is the best dick ever. Fuck you talking about? The dick was good. I'm talking about NyQuil good. I'm talking about what the fuck is this? Moon Rock? This shit is awesome. The dick is good. Swallow your kids. Don't leave them here. Give them to me. I take care of them. That type of fucking good. The hell you talking about? They got a pussy that good where you done fucked the bitch and that pussy so good, you kiss that hoe on her forehead. You so fucking beautiful. God, bitch. You know what I mean? You ever had a bitch suck your dick so good, you just took that whole face from off your dick and kissed her and told her where she come from, where her mom at. Like, bitch, I love you. And told her keep sucking it. That's some good dick sucking. That dick, a good dick sucker could be a potential baby mama. Cause she gonna suck the dick so good, I gotta fuck her. I wanna see what the pussy like. So now you done fucked her and the pussy good. Lord, you made this whole pancakes. And they don't even gotta be the ones, they was the frozen ones by Pillsbury. And you warmed them up. They didn't give a fuck. That's some good pussy. That shit changed your life, people. You see what I'm saying? I'm just saying, I sat on the dick too long and I got caught. I told my son I was bending over tying my shoe and I had a skirt on with no drawers, and that's how he got to go. I don't wear tennis shoes no more. fuck you talking about? All my shoes are Velcro, bitch. You ain't about to catch me. Fuck you mean. I get pregnant again. Bitch, we get married the same day. The same fucking day. So if a nigga act like they won't get stupid, take your kid with you, bitch. Take your kid with you. Where you going? You forgetting one thing, huh? I'ma mush that bitch to you. Get to him. Fuck you. You got to go. Fuck them kids and fuck you too. I told you when we signed this piece of paper, and I'ma make sure I sign that piece of paper so I'm gonna have a whole contract. If we split up or anything fuck up, you take the kid too. You have to take the kid. And we gonna sign it. So we go to small claims court or family court, I'm whip that bitch out like it's a fucking car. Hey. Hey, this nigga signed this shit. And we got a fucking affidavit. Take your kid. Put me on child support, nigga. Put me on it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I give you $300 a month. I'm not raising no more by myself. I got one in college, and I got one punching the hole in people's face every other weekend. No, I don't want no more kids by myself. I'm good. And this pussy too good to keep stretching out anyway. The fuck? This shit ain't no toaster. Ain't even fuck. Keep ruining my shit. I got 9 walls left. 9 walls left. And I'm going to keep all 9 of them bitches. Fuck you talking about. Fucking mother. Good pussy. Y'all done killed Michael Jackson. Y'all done murdered Whitney Houston. Now you trying to get rid of bitches with good pussy. I'm telling you, this is fucking conspiracy. This shit is a fucking conspiracy. I won't lose like that in these streets. Because I'm a real nigga. I do real things. So I'm going to just keep this juice box to myself. I'm going to get me some dick when I want to. Because I don't let niggas wash their dick in my sink. What you need, a baby wipe? There's some wipes right there. You think I'm playing? Look, there's some wipes. Wipe your dick. Put the rubber inside the napkin. Thank you. Throw it away in my trash can and I escort you out. You can't get in the towel or nothing. You better take 4 more baby wipes. Because you not. That's $1.50. That ain't no cheap ass soap. That's Dove. That's fucking Dove. Fucking them ain't no cheap ass Dollar Tree towels. That's Walmart, bitch. Some of them Target. So I need compensation. The fuck? I called you for dick. Come fuck me. I didn't say come fuck and stay. Don't come fucking stay. No, fucking leave. I pay you to go. I don't pay you to stay. Like Rocco, you don't pay a hoe to motherfucking sit in lingo. You pay a hoe to get the fuck out the door. I came over, you know what you got paid? Good pussy. Obviously, because you came. You know I got the good stuff. So you came this way. I'm Blue Magic, bitch. I am Frank Lucas. That's why you came over. You got some? You can go your ass home. Can you get some water? No, but I got 50 cents to put on some water. Ha! Look at me. I didn't put a nigga out in the rain before because he ain't want to get no rubble. He really want to fuck me raw. This boy did not want to put no rubber on. And then he said, what's wrong? I said, because your name not Greg. He said, well, what the fuck my name is? I said, AIDS, because you tried to give it to me. Bitch, I don't want to die with you. Die by yourself. Die by yourself. Fuck you talking about? When you don't want to fuck nobody with a rubber, your name is automatically should be AIDS. Your name is HIV, a.k.a. La Dasilo, a.k.a. La Peck, a.k.a. La Green Bay, a.k.a. I don't want none of that. The fuck? Stay away. This is why Robo Dick is going to make so much money. Dead ass. I really feel to believe men give more STDs and AIDS and HIV than women does. Dead ass. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of men walk around with STDs and it's been proven scientifically that a lot of men don't even know they be having shit until months later. So how many bitches you done fucked in between all that time? That type of shit make it say, this is why Robo Dick is gonna make a lot of money. Now, when bitches' pussy get sick, we instantly know. I'm right now sitting with no drawers on. You don't smell no pussy, dude. Smell it. You don't smell nothing, bitch. Cause you know why? You wanna know why? Cause I keep my pussy clean. And I ain't talking about no, you don't smell no perfume. No, the fuck they don't.
Not about trouble, it's just about that.
Oh, well, tell him to call me. Give him my number. Her. And tell her to call me.
They said they did call.
Okay, well, tell her call again. They we'll give him the 708 number. Yep, tell him to call me. I'm gonna come tell him I'm about to come. Tell him I'm about to come in now. Tell her give me 10 minutes. I'm in the bathroom. Fuck. She won't talk to me that bad. Tell her give me 10 minutes. Fucking virtual learning. You stupid bitches. If they had Robo Dick at their house, they wouldn't even be teaching this morning. Because he'd be fucking the shit out you. I am Robo Man. Stupid ass men. Get on my fucking nerves. Life sucks. That's why Robo Dick is going to be phenomenal. I'm going to have him in Walmart and Target. I just wanted to give the reasons on why I'm going to make him. Because some men ain't shit. And then the nice ones, the good ones, they be ugly. You don't want to take him out in public. He's ugly. Like, for instance, I was dating, the last boy I was dating, he was missing two teeth. How can you be a dog with two missing teeth? How? But the dick was good. So, like, fuck it. The dick was awesome. Fuck what you're talking about. This, that type of shit make you stutter. Again, but the nigga was ugly. How can you cheat and be ugly? But again, it like the shortage of good men is so low that niggas is fucking ugly. Bitches and bitches is fuck. You see what I'm saying? The food balance of dick and pussy is thrown off. It's thrown off. Cause now you got ugly niggas with cold bitches. Cause they throwing their dick like a football, like a frisbee. That's all you hear. And then ugly niggas don't mind working. These cute ass niggas is the one that's going to jail. They the one that's fucking the punks in jail, the cute ones. And they coming back out fucking the bad bitches that was with the ugly boy because the cute one that you want on your arm is in jail. Yeah, and he fuck you way better than the ugly boy. And then on top of that, he's arm candy. Duh. And then, like, he real nigga in these streets. He got clout. That ugly nigga don't got nothing but a nice job, and he treat you right. And the dick eye is okay. It's manageable. You see what I'm saying? Like, I got to twerk on it a certain way to get what I want out of it. So, he's a keeper for now. Like Joe Biden. You know, like, you want to... Donald Trump got to go. But I fuck with Joe Biden because that's the... Like, and then she gonna say, move, bitch. She know what it is. Come on. See, you do too much. Come on, pussy. My polar symbol. Get out, bitch. Eat niggas honey buns. Don't eat a nigga honey bun. Nigga just got finished smoking weed. That is trivial. People love fucking honey buns after weed. I feel to believe if you go to a dispensary and buy weed, they should give you free snacks. The fuck? How the fuck you gonna let a nigga come in and buy all this weed and you don't got not even a honey bun to give a nigga? Not a Snicker? Right. Man, fuck that. What a free snacks. Y'all bitches are free. Man, fuck that. You already in here making buku money off me. You can at least give a nigga a doggy bag to leave with. You know I'm gonna be fucking high as barracuda. Stupid ass. High as giraffe pussy. Dumb looking ass. Dumb. It's just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, this your boy Supreme. You heard me from that 8-Wall Animal Kingdom Living Section 8. You heard me? You can follow me on Instagram, Supreme_8516. If you're looking for hot topics from a well-rounded sister concerning politics, issues, and entertainments, personal issues, interviews, and all, tune in with your girl, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. Really, though.